The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Dr. Dennis Power is standing by. We'll talk some history, some politics, some legal wranglings, too, for that matter. Tom, you've been holding on, too. You wanted to talk about the fire. Go right ahead. It's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm seeing what's going on. I think the same thing's happening in Oregon. It happened down in Californication. And the PGD down there was ordered by the legislature and such to start putting their money towards all the green energy sources.
And by the way, this was the same kind of order that the state of Oregon PUC did with Pacific Power.
Yeah, and then the second thing, PG&E tried to cut the brush and trees and so forth along the power lines, and they were sued by gangrene and all over the place to the point where out of Santa Cruz, a place called Bonnie Doon, they tried to do rational fire breaks and such, and they were sued out. So they said, okay, we won't do it. And of course, it burned down. And, so there's a lot of lawsuits, and it's coming from the gangrene. So I would say to people, you don't like what's going on with your utility bill and the blackouts and brownouts and so forth. If you want to look to the cause, look in the mirror, because as long as you keep voting for gangrene, guess what you're going to get?
You're going to get gangrene policies and deindustrialization. You got it.
That's exactly where it's coming from. So stop believing all the lies you're hearing on TV.
Yeah, but don't worry. I'm sure we'll have another column from Alan Journay in the Rogue Valley Times any moment now. Talking about the fire being caused by climate change, all right? Just remember that.
Thank you, Bill. You're giving us the preempt there. Thank you.
Okay. Predicting the future before it happens, doing my little Karnak thing, I should open up a shop for it. Fortune telling, all right? Thanks, Tom. 12 minutes after 8. Okay, after all that heaviness now, we had a dad joke of the day. Dad joke of the day, and that's sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating, on Brian Way off Sage Road in Medford. Submit your best dad joke to twodogsfab.com. You know, they have a good sense of humor down there. By the way, they are Southern Oregon's exclusive North Star dealer. And with fire season in full bore right now, you can get custom-made aluminum top-mount forestry racks for vans, and it's specially made for carrying firefighting gear. You have, a fifth wheel or some other hitch that you need repaired, they can take care of that, too, at twodogsfab.com, all right? Today's dad joke, pretty simple. What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing. It just waved. See, that's just it. You got a better dad joke? Send it over to twodogsfab.com. Go on, submit it online. Really good stuff, okay? Dr. Powers is joining me here in just a moment, and we got a lot to talk about.
Two Dogs Fabricating is a truck and trailer equipment company. Service bodies, flatbeds, dump trailers, racks, and more. They transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. Two Dogs Fabricating can custom design and build a bed and trailer that's specifically designed to carry your equipment. Plus, we have North Star flatbeds, Pacific Truck Service bodies, job box and buyer's toolboxes, lift gates, Delco dump trailers, everything you need to do the job better and easier. To get outfitted, go see Two Dogs Fabricating on Brian Way off Sage Road. Visit twodogsfab.com.
Lithia Body and Paint knows that the dent in your car is bugging you. Here's some good news. You may have a ding or dent that's quick and affordable to fix. Lithia has special tools to carefully pop out dents and dings in your car, often without damaging the paint. From major collision repair to small dings from a baseball, shopping cart, or mailbox, bring it by Lithia Body and Paint and we'll let you know what it's going to take to fix it. You may be pleasantly surprised. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
If you're watching online job postings, you might think loads of companies are hiring, desirable companies to have on your resume. Well, think again. I'm Kim Commando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. As many as 40% of all online jobs posted by corporate America simply do not exist. Posting fake job listings has become the standard procedure for most large businesses. While most companies won't speak publicly about it, internally, they justify it as a way to give their current staff the impression that the company is healthy and growing. But employers also use it as a subtle way of reminding staff members who aren't quite pulling their weight that the company has a steady supply of new hires in the pipeline who will gladly step in and do the work. Remember quiet quitting or lazy day Mondays? Keeping a fresh supply of job postings has put the brakes on that. Enter to win a $1,000 airline gift card now at winfromkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, ScamShield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With auto pay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 25% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block, my block calls you on. Disable.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
16 after 8, Dr. Dennis Powers, retired professor of business law at Southern Oregon University, rejoins me for Where Past Meets Present. Kind of a brutal weekend, though, wasn't it, Doc? Welcome back. Good to have you on.
Well, it sure was. The heat was really oppressive, but we're so lucky because I think, as I recall, Death Valley at the same time where we hit, 108, 109, set an all-time record of 128 degrees. And so I said to Judy, I said, honey, can you bake at 128 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of, what was it, one of those old Doritos ads back in the day, baked to a delicate crunch, that kind of thing. And just put it out on the sidewalk, that is for sure. Yeah, it was one of those things where the entire weekend, the whole 4 days, and I mean, I'm not complaining. I mean, I had a very nice home, very comfortable home. And I didn't have any power-related problems. There were other people who did down in South County. Did you have any issues in Ashland with power bumping off?
That's a really good question. We didn't hear, although we monitored the air conditioning as best we could. Is always an issue that we never really had, 20 years ago. But with everything that's happened here in Southern Oregon and nationally, it's an area that one needs to look into.
Yeah, well, I just know that after the last 4 or 5 days, when Pacific Power bills me for the next cycle, it's going to be, what do you have in your checking account? Send that.
That is so true. And where we're lucky, though, is that I have a sister-in-law that's up in, Seattle, the Seattle area. And she was complaining about, her $400, a month electric bills. And, the thing is, it's just really throughout the country, especially really as climate control is pushed by this administration and, they take away dams and they do all these types of things.
Yeah. And they take baseload power, reliable coal and say, oh, you can't do that because of, climate change, that malarkey, and then replace it with intermittent solar and chaotic wind, and then they wonder why we have problems. But we digress on that. Yeah, we're still in better shape than Washington and California, but that's only by a matter of degrees. Okay.
Good point. You're absolutely right, my friend.
All right. Well, here it is. Coming up, we got Jackson County Fair time coming, and there's a long and storied history. That is today's profile on Where Past Meets Present. And by the way, people were asking me, why don't we profile different things that involve someone who maybe have been famous and then died, right? And you normally say that there always has to be something that's connecting the past and the present together, right? It's not just a history kind of profile. Isn't that a good thing to keep in mind here? And that's why we do it this way.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, the fact is that, in terms of profiles about people who have lived and died, I have to say, unfortunately, there are hundreds of them. I mean, you name it, from Ron Brown, who was a very beloved newscaster.
Boy, he is one newscaster that I miss here in Southern Oregon because He was what I would consider the adult in the room, the institutional memory of Southern Oregon, really, when it came to the news, to the news world, truly.
He was, and we were both lucky, you know, to know him personally and know his family.
Yep.
And also to work with him in different ways. But in terms of examples of people who lived and died, there are hundreds of them, and we'll be bringing, we've been bringing them out. We'll bring in more.
In fact, Ron Brown was actually one of your sources for today's profile, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And not only that, working with him, he was a very nice guy who believed two things. One, to be as good and honest a reporter as he could, and two, to help people as he could with his lifetime. It was a stamp that stood out, and I'm not seeing it at the New York Times.
No, I would agree with you on that. So how far back does the Jackson County Fair go, you know, in our world today, even though we're going to cranking it up here real soon?
You got it. Well, actually, it goes back. It's the longest running county fair in Oregon, and it goes back to almost 170 years ago.
Really? Mid-1800s for that then, right?
Well, actually, the first one was held in Jacksonville in 1859, and this is only about a decade and a half after New York had the first one forever, and of course, New York City was, you know, certainly very populated compared to us, and yet we were there landing and setting the charge in terms of setting things here in this area that before others did.
Yeah. The other thing about the early fair is that I guess what the Jackson County Fair was called then was not a fair, but the agricultural show, right? That's what they called it at the time. Well, it's time for the ag show. Let's get everybody together.
Absolutely right. It was called the Agricultural Show, but then it had several name changes. What's really fun is when we can get into where the first fairgrounds were, and then it's had two locations since then, basically on South Oakdale, you know, where the Walmart now is.
Oh, so that was the first place, right? And is that the place where the racetrack used to go around that fairground, and then the airplane, the airmail planes would come down, and they would have to dodge the cars on the racetrack when they would land, right?
Yeah, they did. I mean, you know, it's almost hilarious. You could see, you know, the pilot come in because that was a biplane, and you'd have a two-seater, the pilot, and then the passenger to the back sitting on mailbags. And as it, my friend would come in, you could just hear the pilot saying, okay, now we have a car on the left to avoid and landing. I think I see a horse in the field.
Well, you know, you think about it, no Oregon OSHA in those days, right? You know, when they're trying to land at the old fairgrounds, that's for sure. No FAA for that matter either. You just put the plane up in the air and it came down and off you went, right?
Yeah, well, people were able to go ahead and reach out and solve problems without the Fifth Estate getting involved saying, oh, no, you don't want to start trying to deliver the mail in airplanes.
Well, it's even when you talk
using horses.
Yeah, well, it's even how you talked about how other, you know, real icons, you know, here in Southern Oregon or, you know, iconic organizations like Mercy Flights got started. They weren't government actions. They were people just seeing a need and then putting their heads together with other Southern Oregonians and figuring it out. Yeah, it really worked.
And the community would really come together. There's so many areas that we've gone into and can go into. But for example, on that one, it was the fact that the founder had lost his very good friend to mm-hmm. polio, and it was in an iron lung. And then before I-5 came in, you had like a 7-hour flight, bumpy roads and things like that.
Oh, it was a brutal trip to Portland in those days to get someone to better medical care. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so when we look at what we have now, it's too bad we have the far left that wants to change everything back to the Pravda.
Yeah, exactly. And deindustrialize
it. This is a great place to live.
But anyway, back to the original agricultural show. That was where like the Walmart is now in South Medford. They moved it in 1922 to where? Because of the problems with the airfield, like you were just talking about, right?
Yeah, They moved it, Bill, to where the Medford Armory now is, but then it ran into a problem there as the development along I-5 in the 1970s crimped the fair's ability to expand. So then they went ahead and sold the property in the mid-70s and then moved to the current expo location that's some almost 250 acres. And in there, we have that equestrian arena, 37,000 square feet, $1,500 seating capacity, which is the second largest covered arena in the West, next to where? Reno.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know what's amazing, Bill, is that when I look into what's going now, the 2020 fair was canceled due to the pandemic, came back in 2021, and the attendance was near 70,000. So they'll usually have 70 to 85,000 people. But, you know, Bill, what really stands out is take a look also, for example, at the institutions here in Southern Oregon, very different than in other places, that came in to help the residents enjoy it. So, for example, the West family, which we had profiled, which is the Powerball ticket, the largest Powerball winner then that was in Oregon that really did it well. Well, the West Foundation, which was one of the ones that was set up, by the West family that split the ticket, went ahead, and there's free admission for kids who are 12 and under.
That's pretty cool. Gotta like
that.
All right.
And Ray's Food Place, you know, again, a local place that we've profiled, even though the principals have passed away, there's free admission for everyone on Sunday, which is the 21st. So it's all coming up next week on Tuesday. Big changes from what it was when we first had the first ones.
Now, back in those days when you would have those shows, a lot of times the county fairs were also where new inventions were displayed, right? Even that's something that was pretty common from what I recall. Reading.
Yeah, and you're right, because it was really eye-opening, because there, the life, you know, my wife's Judy's family were farmers in South Dakota. My grandparents had farming, and that was when we had a more of a rural area. So to be able to come in there and to see the latest inventions, you know, like what? Electric lights, electricity, radios.
Yeah. Well, you think about it now then, news traveled slowly and, you didn't have the world at your phone's fingertips, like you do right now. And sometimes it's difficult to remember or to even imagine a time on how slow and relaxed the pacing of life was in those days. And it was a big deal. To be able to see this, to go to the fair. And
well, I can remember years ago with my grandfather on my mom's side, who really, even though TV was just beginning to come into fashion, when I would visit him, we would listen on this old radio, and he just loved to sit in his chair with his wife and to listen to Hawaiian tunes, and I still remember that. And the pace was different then, and now we have this explosion, as you're pointing out, of Biden is planning to go ahead and stay in the race, and we have all this BS.
Yeah, all this drama. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go into that next year on Where Past Beats Present. We got plenty of time to go into that. I wanted to ask you a few questions about the Supreme Court and the Trump immunity case and where this was heading constitutionally. And maybe, what could actually be done to take Biden out? I don't think there's a lot that goes out unless he wants to go out. But we'll kick that all around, all right? Hang on, Doc.
Sounds like winter.
All right. And where past meets present here on the Bill Myers Show.
Jasper's Cafe, voted Medford's best burgers for 14 years running. Jasper's has been a local tradition for over 40 years. Come in and see for yourself why we've been recognized nationally for our amazing burgers featuring outrageous toppings and a delicious range of meats from local grass-fed beef to elk to bison and more. We're just 1 mile up North Pacific Highway from the mall, or check out our menu at jasperscafe.com. Jasper's, burgers with attitude.
Looking for reliable roofing experts? Turn to the family-owned gem of our community, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc., your go-to for metal roofing solutions, offering 25-year workmanship guarantee on all projects. New construction, re-roofing project, residential or commercial, they've got you covered. This experienced team ensures a stress-free experience from start to finish. Choose quality. Choose Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. for your metal roofing needs. Call today. Get an estimate tomorrow, 541-941-3736.
Spectrum delivers with fast and reliable internet. And with Spectrum One, you get even more. Spectrum internet, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and one Spectrum Mobile unlimited line, both free for 12 months. Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and mobile. Get it all together with Spectrum One, starting at just $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit FirstResponseIRS.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Patriot Electric is bringing power to the people this summer with their Generac generator giveaway. Go to KMED.com and enter to win a GP6500-watt Generac portable generator from Patriot Electric, your local Generac generator dealer that installs a full line of generators to keep your property powered up during outages. Visit KMED.com for details and enter to win now through July 23rd. Patriot Electric is your authorized Generac dealer for energy independence. Power to the people by Patriot.
Yep. 1063 KMED. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Just get on KMED.com. Would that not be too cool to win that Generac generator? Especially given, well, the tendency, especially if you're in the rural lands, for Pacific Power to sometimes just cut the juice if they think that there's too much of a risk of wildfire in your neighborhood. It has been happening, all right? 8:32, and Dr. Dennis Power is back with me. Hey, Doc, before we get into some of the news of the day, people coming in or chiming in on what we were talking about before. Steve, on how long it took to get to Portland and the Mercy Flights segment we were talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, my grandma had a stroke, and they flew her to Portland on Mercy Flights. Then she flew up in the old Cessna twin engine that she had, they load her in the airplane, and they had to wait a while to take off for weather or something. And she was in the airplane, and it was a tail dragger, and they had her loaded with her head backwards.
Yeah, and you said back then, though, it was a 13-hour trip, 13-hour round trip, right? Or more than that?
13-hour drive. Yeah, 13-hour drive. The Sextant road was just unbelievable. Plus, you had to go through all the little towns, and... You know, on to 99. It was actually quicker to go to 97.
Yeah, to go out the east. Yeah. Hey, thanks for letting us know about that. You know, Doc, it's going back on what a wonderful blessing that Mercy Flights was here in Southern Oregon back in the day and beyond.
Okay? Oh, it really was. And you see, they started so quickly. The community came behind them. You had Boy Scout troops and Red Cross and all these students and kids all coming together to put money together so they could go ahead and buy the first bamboo bomber. And then, as pointed out, the thing was is they just wanted to get it going, and then they needed to afterwards. A couple of years later, they were able to put the money together for another one that had more medical equipment in it. It really is. The story is really a very good story and a wonderful one.
Yeah, we'll have to reprofile it at some point. Hey, John, in Ashland's there. John, you wanted to talk about the fairground conversation we had, today's profile, history of the Jackson County Fair, and who another name that we should know connected with this? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, it's called Compton Arena, and Harold Compton, who was the head of the school board in Phoenix, he had an underground company, and he spent 2 years out there himself on his tractor. He's the one that he generated everywhere where you can build out there. And he also helped put up all the buildings, and he did it all for free. He worked for 3 years, every spare minute he had. And he should be given credit. Harold Compton, he just without Harold, none of the things that are there would be there. He put in all the rock, he did all the underground work, and he did it all for free. And one more person, John Demick, who was the head of the board for 20 mm-hmm. years or more. You know, John, he was the FFA teacher at Phoenix and later at Eagle Point, and he's the one that kept the thing going when it was almost dead two or three times. So those two people, I think, need to have credit given to them.
John, thank you very much.
That's very true. And also, to give another example, in Mercy Flights, on the hangars, the whole people of Medford and those with it came out, same individuals, and they went ahead and built it for free. And what we have is the way these individuals in every single story has them, and it really makes you proud to be here in Southern Oregon.
Yeah, but I'm glad that John brought up, Demick and Compton and their contributions even to the fair and things we wouldn't have otherwise, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, Doc, on that note, a couple more minutes, and we'll talk a little politics before you take off to your day job. I don't know what your day job is, but I'm glad you're here, okay? Hang on.
Never looking backwards because it might be gaining.
That's right. News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A fire that was first reported shortly after 4 p.m. Sunday has grown to over 1,500 acres and is burning northeast of Medford and near Lake Creek in Jackson County. The fire is burning on steep slopes and dry vegetation. Firefighters are using attacks from the air and heavy equipment on the ground to try and control the blaze, which is 0% contained. There have been some level one evacuation notices, and units are working on structure protection around Wade Reservoir. The Oregon Department of Forestry has declared all of its districts in fire season. That includes 16 million acres of private, county, state, and federal land. Campfires may be banned or restricted to only approved campgrounds. Remember when camping used to be affordable in Oregon? Well, rates at some Oregon state parks are likely going up next year, with tent site rates increasing to $29 a day. Full hookup sites would be 52. Oregon State Parks is taking comments on the proposal through August 30th. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Hey, it's Lars here with my trusted friend in the real estate market, Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. With the marketplace the way it is today, what are you doing differently?
Hey, Lars, great question. We offer our guaranteed sale program where we set a price and a deadline. And if your home doesn't sell during that time, we will buy it. And you combine that with the marketing that we do to get our clients top dollar for the sale of their home. And we sell properties like no one else in Southern Oregon.
What does that mean for someone who lists his home or her home today?
Lars, for someone that lists today, they can start packing. With our guaranteed sale program and the marketing that we do that is second to none in the market, they will be able to get top dollar for their home and know that they didn't leave any money on the table during this changing market.
Thanks, Jared. Call Jared Hokanson today at 541-772-SOLD, 541-772-SOLD, or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and start packing.
1954, 70 years ago. Buy a home for about $10,000, $12,000. The number six song of the day, Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. Meantime, store number six for Grover was next to open. Grover Electric and Plumbing in Boise, Idaho, welcoming do-it-yourselfers and contractors with a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low prices. Grover celebrates 70 years of do-it-yourself and save. For a location near you, visit groverelectric.com.
When was the last time you had your well water tested? The EPA recommends that all private wells be tested at least once a year. If you can't remember when you had your water quality tested, it's time. Water quality can change radically from year to year, and you don't want to mess around. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for the full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED.
It's 8:40, where past meets present, and it was an amazing performance by the president on Friday.
And if Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and Nancy Pelosi come down and say, we're worried that if you stay in the race, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, how will you respond?
I go into detail with them. I've spoken to all of them in detail, including Jim Clyburn, every one of them. They all said I should stay in the race, stay in the race. No one said, none of the people said I should leave.
But if they do?
Well, it's like, they're not going to do that.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
What can I say? It was the goodest performance ever by a Biden presidency. What can I say here, Doc? I watched that whole thing over the weekend, and he actually didn't screw up, but it was just that breathy, just sort of, you know, old man yelling at you over the fence kind of take. And. And especially when he would say stuff like, that's not going to happen, you know, when he would do the whisper shout. I don't know. I'm sure that Chairman Xi at this point is saying, this is the time to screw with Taiwan. Just saying. You can't help but wonder if that's what's going on.
Absolutely. And they're doing it in the Philippines. Mm. They're gauging what they can do because the far left that is in power and propping up Biden, and that's what concerns me. Will the Republicans make the same mistake in 2020 that in 2024 by just sitting back and saying, oh, well, you know, this is doing our job for us? Well, actually, it's not, because you see the Fifth Estate, as seen in terms of the taking over of the media, is really going ahead, and see
they were all throwing him under the bus a couple of weeks ago, and now the bolster is up there, or there's a lot of people that are now circling the wagons, and I think it must be because there probably aren't any real options for them to just yank him out unless he's wanting to go. Isn't that fair?
You know, I think that's fair, but you see all of the smoke that's being thrown up, and I mean thrown out and up. CNN, NBC, Times, Chronicle, all the players, is one that, what about the open borders? What about all this free PR that's going in there, where underneath it is where Soros is working, where he caught the Republicans snoozing?
Yeah, well, also on the good side, though, apparently he is holding back some money, Soros, that is, from some of those prosecutors that he ended up helping getting elected, because even he's seeing the worm turning in that particular issue. You know what my concern is about the whole drama of the presidential nominating process and the election is that the cheat machine hasn't been fixed here, Doc. You know that, right? The cheat machines.
Exactly.
And the way I'm looking at it, if they're circling the wagons around Biden, it's because they're going to plan to cheat. And I'm looking at here Gateway Pundit talking about the state of Washington has effectively abolished its longstanding residency requirement for voter registration. It's going to be up to the moment of the election, essentially. And it was over a lawsuit saying that the pre-election durational residency requirement is longer than the registration deadline. And so all these issues. You also have Axios reporting that the House Democrat leadership is rallying its forces against a Republican bill due for a vote. And that's the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, which would have to mandate proof of U.S. citizenship for voting in presidential elections. And they don't want, you know, the Democrats are going to throw everything they have at this. You also had in Wisconsin, I'm sure you read about the Wisconsin Supreme Court, ended up reversing course. And now they're going to bring back the unmonitored ballot boxes. What could go wrong on something like this, Doc?
And Bill, this is a very good, accurate, detailed description of the ground fighting that is going on now, where, Soros, his money is maybe not going into prosecutors because he caught the Republicans asleep on that.
Mm-hmm.
He is now coming in other places, and everyone is snoozing, saying, oh, well, with Biden having all these problems and such, we're going to win.
Trump's in.
You're not going to
Trump's
win.
In. It's like, oh, my gosh, you know, how stupid can you be? How foolish can you be, or naive can you be, to think that that just Biden would be so weak as to – because, you know how the game is played, Doc. you end up having controlled people within the media. They're all controlled largely at the larger networks, right? And then you have the polling, and the polling will magically show the race getting tighter and tighter and tighter as it gets closer to the election, right? You know how this game is played. And then,
it always happens.
And then as long as the cheat in the swing in these battleground states is small enough to be to look reasonable, then the vast majority of people will say, see, nothing to see here, move along. Unmonitored ballot box stuffing, you know, going around from town to town to town. Nothing to see here. And, you know, move along. And that's why I'm not quite as relaxed or just kind of like, ah, it's going to be fine as other people are. That's all.
I agree. And I think that's very misplaced by those that saying, oh, okay, we got it. I have a friend I've kept up with for years. He's in a wheelchair. And what he's going to do is in another state, he's going to be a poll watcher. People can do these things. This is where the fight is. You stand tall. And all the things that people do, they have got to get involved. It's easy for people to go ahead and to say, well, I think Biden is a fool, whether it's on the air or not. But on the other side...
Hey, we've reelected fools. We've reelected bad fools before. You know, come on. You know,
that's so true. As a matter of fact, in my independency, where I've gone ahead and voted both for Democrats and Republicans, I try to go for the best one, although I'm very socially liberal, but extraordinarily fiscally conservative, like I think many of the independents and many of your Republicans are. And the thing is the fact that when we see what has happened, you know, like Cook County with Nixon and threw it to Kennedy by 10,000 votes there. The Democrats have been doing this except for years. The problem, my friend, as you know better than most of us, is the fact that these dirty tricks are going to come out, and that's what they're planning to do, and they're sitting back there doing it now while the rest of us are being fooled by Biden saying, I will not give in.
Yeah. Well, and he may not. You know, he may not. Oh, and if he does, and if he doesn't give in, though, I was reading a report this morning that indicated that there has been talk about twisting his arm to step aside, and then they do hurry up Democrat, not campaigns, primaries. They redo primaries in various states in order to make that happen.
These are perfect arguments, but this is the reason why this is a great time for the far-left Democratic Party. Snooze the people on an issue while we're working underneath it. And doing the things that we're going to do, because we were rarely able to surprise the Republicans in independence in 2020. Watch now what's going to happen. The Alliance Defending Freedom, you can give there. You can go ahead and be a poll watcher. You can do a lot of these different things that many of us are doing. And this is a key thing. And this snooze fest is really perfect to center on away from Trump, away from the issues, and it's beautifully done by the Times and the Fifth Estate.
All right. Now, and when you talk about the cheat machine, I'm not even as much worried about it here in the state of Oregon, because I don't think they're going to bother doing the cheat machine to the same extent in a state that will largely go for the Democratic vote. I mean, that's just realistically. The reason you don't see Donald Trump coming to Oregon is that he realizes he's probably not in play. Would that be fair? Yeah, fair to say.
Totally agree. And my comments are based more for outside. As a matter of fact, I have friends here who are donating into House and Senate types of races outside of Oregon and putting their money in swing states. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not, you know, we're not dealing with a lot of money, but it's the concept and the what people can do.
Before we take off here, Doc, I had first off, I wanted to ask you a quick question about the decision on Trump's immunity that came down for the Supreme Court. Did they use anything, or did they get rid of this? Because I would hear liberal pundits from the legal world saying that this whole idea that that constitutionally the president couldn't be punished except through impeachment, and then the part of the Constitution that says, you know, upon conviction, then essentially the president can be opened up for other prosecution. Did the Supreme Court even mention that at all, or did they not even look at the constitutional aspect of it? Do you know? Can you comment on that?
This is an excellent point, and there's two responses. One is the way the far-left media is spinning, like high court hands Trump victory.
A victory, yeah.
Sotomayor's warning where the Chief Justice said, quit the fear-mongering, talking about still underneath this decision, a president can order an assassination on someone else. No. That's where we get into the second thing. My blood boils when I listen to the BS that's coming out by quote-unquote far-left pundits on this decision on immunity. To answer the question, what's holding it, there's some dictum that goes into that. But the bottom line is the fact that this presidential immunity privilege has to do only with official acts, which is a factual determination. And that is what is writing. And by inference, that's going to take care of these other types of arguments that these far left are just running through. I mean, I love this thing. Bill, if I may, on the high court hands Trump victory, which is total BS. We're a nation of laws, not a nation underneath Clinton and Obama and Kerry and Soros. And this is a constitutional decision where every person who has any idea of the law could probably go ahead and say it would, and did some research, would say it'd have to come here. What the Dems want to do, the far left that is so close to a banana republic, and at the last moment with the decision and with Trump's total decision haymaker over Biden, we're right at the cusp. And the Dems want to court pack. They want the total control that gets from the House and the Senate. And the more that they can throw up smoke where underneath they're doing this, this is a perfect PR thing that's going on. And I could be wrong, but I have to say that when I talk to Democrats about this decision, they have said it is the only decision that could be made constitutionally because it's one that preserves it from all the way from Andrew Jackson with its impeachment, all the way through to Nixon, and all the way through to Bill Clinton.
Yeah, I don't think I didn't think that was a controversial decision at all because it protected the institution of the executive, of the presidency. And it wasn't as if it was, and they say, well, they've given the power of the king to the presidency. And, well, in a way, I know I talked with Dr. Stephen Greenleaf, you know, the constitutional guy that I have on every now and then, the scholar, who would talk about these things. And he says, well, you know, the presidency was kind of designed as a lower level king, you know, and that's maybe not comfortable, but that's kind of the fact of the matter, really, isn't it, when you look at
Well, you know, I remember that those type of arguments a long time ago. And you see, it was because of the King of England that when the forefathers came over here, they set up things that they did, having to do with impeachment, having to do with no retrospective laws.
But you see, that was how you punished the president. It wasn't that everything the president does, you could then grab and sue the president over and charge the president every time. You know, the punishment was through Congress. That was the check, right? That was the check. Through the
good point, Bill.
All right.
The problem very quickly is the fact that underneath Obama, we had lawfare.
Yeah.
He was the one that revolutionized the Justice Department, and with Clinton's email trashing of 33 emails with the police Department,
mm-hmm.
This is the things that we're having. It's a different world than when the king was there in 1800. I love those types of points. I love the type of research. But when I look at today, I say it's a different world.
Okay. Well, the one thing we can sure say, though, is that if I hear any Republicans that are going to be asleep at the switch and talk about, hey, we got this in, this is, look at the polling right now, and I just want to smack them upside the head. Stop it. You know, there's a lot of, let's be guardedly optimistic, but you better understand what you're up against. This is hardcore. This is hardball politics they're talking about.
It's hardball.
All right.
Yes.
Hey, next week I want to talk about the homelessness ruling from Grants Pass. Maybe do a little bit bigger dive on that if we could. And I know that Ashland, of course, is in the middle of dealing with it too. And you'll bring us up to speed on that. What I wanted to bring, though, is a little bit of good news before we take off here, Doc. Okay.
I love good news.
And that is. For the first time in this country, it was a three-year-long investigation. This was reported by Revolver News over the weekend. San Diego finally did what nobody else has been able to do. They broke up a violent Antifa cell and they put 12 Antifa rioters, some bloodthirsty Antifa rioters, behind bars. They actually broke them up. They charged them with riots. They got them in here. And this whole idea that Antifa was just an idea, they pretty much trounced that. The judge was even skeptical that the prosecutors were going to be able to connect all the dots, but they did. And 12 of them in prison right now. The type of people that had made life in Portland so miserable for so many.
I love that, and I'll even add this to you very quickly. What's also really, I got a really joke out of it, is that there's a social media entity that went ahead and for two of the squad members got them to bite and to get involved with setting up an Antifa fundraiser in their precinct.
Yikes. All right. Hey, Doc, be well. Have a great week. Take the rest of the week off. I'll talk to you next week, all right? You be well.
All the best, and all to your listeners. Take care.
It's 856 KMED and KBXG.
Hi, this is Glory from Eagle Point. My dad asked me to get a quote for my own auto insurance and suggested I call Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Steve said in my situation, it would be best to stay on my parents' policy due to my age. Steve did quote my parents, including me in my car, and saved us big time. Great advice, excellent savings. Thanks, Mr. Steve.
Hi, this is Steve at Sky Park Insurance. Every situation is unique. Feel free to call me for a quote or if you just need a little advice. Remember, at Sky Park, we make insurance easy.
Whether you need a weathertight garage for your vehicles and toys, a functional workshop, an ideal barn for your horses, or an oversized covered riding arena, Johnson Builders has you covered. Choose from a variety of maintenance-free colors, warranted steel panel roofing and siding options, plus alternative finishes like stone, brick, or wood siding to match your aesthetic and functional requirements. Roofing material options too. Visit Johnson.Builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Well, you know it's Orlis Stovin' Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why. You ought to stop and see our friend.
Hey, Lamont here. It's time to spring into summer with a new splash-around pool from Orlis. Don't get caught high and dry this summer. Come into Orlis now and purchase your new pool before they are all gone. Splash-around pools are easy to assemble on most any level surface, and they can be assembled in about an hour with no tools required. Whether it's a spa, swim spa, or above-ground pool, Orlis Stoves and Spas has something for everyone. Come in to ask us about our Orlis easy financing programs. And for those of you considering a wood or pellet stove for next season, come in to ask us about our current 30% tax credit on qualifying wood stoves, pellet stoves, and installation. Orlis Stoves and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway. Or find us online at Orlis.com or at 541-779-5340.
Hi, I'm Randy with Diner 62, and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:58. Well, I would do the Diner 62 Real American Quiz right now, except I'm just out of time. Markley Van Camp and Robbins are coming up on KMED. Of course, the jukebox starts up on KBXG 99.3 FM. So we'll do the Diner 62 quiz tomorrow instead, okay? And people requesting that I bring Jason Shepherd back on. He's the founder of Wimkin Social Media. And we're going to talk tomorrow about the Supreme Court sending social media restriction cases back to the lower courts. He'll join me early on. Someone's been keeping an eye on that. We'll take care of that and so much more tomorrow morning.
1954, 70 years ago. Buy a home for about $10,000, $12,000. The number six song of the day, Tony Bennett, Stranger in Paradise. Meantime, store number six for Grover was next to open. Grover Electric and Plumbing in Boise, Idaho, welcoming do-it-yourselfers and contractors. With a promise of superior service, quality products, and everyday low